The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Some bottles get hyped up, and collectors develop fear of missing out. And some of the time, the whiskey's good and worth it at retail, but not worth chasing at inflated secondary prices. If you want to find out which bottles we think are worth SRP, but not more, then stick around. Pretty girl.
Yep.
We have to thank our patrons.
We do.
So for those of you who do not know, this content is produced free of charge and published on many different platforms. And the only way that we are able to do that is through the generous support of our Patreon members. The people's names who are on the screen are donating at our very top levels. And we just want to say thank you. Without you all, this would not be possible. So, let's talk about some disclaimers for this episode.
Yep.
So first of all, we're doing a three-part series because these bottles that sometimes, you know, people get excited about and they start to develop what we call FOMO, fear of missing out. Many of them are worth more than their standard retail price on the secondary market. And many of them end up being sold for more than the standard retail price by the liquor stores who get them for various reasons. And I started thinking about it, and there are basically three different categories. Worth it, not worth it, and actually worth more. And so this is going to be the episode where we talk about the bottles that are actually worth it at retail. If you find one, you should buy it. But don't go to one of the price gouge stores and pay extra. Don't chase it on the secondary. And it's also important to note that these recommendations are based on quality of drinking experience.
Okay.
So do we ever buy bottles at a price that we don't want to drink it at that price?
Sure.
And why would we do that?
We share all of our stuff.
We do it because there are some bottles that you buy because they have value in sharing. And there are some bottles that you buy that have value in drinking. And so these lists are about the value in drinking. If you're buying it for yourself to consume on a special occasion, is it worth it? And so kind of the way that we do that evaluation is I have to kind of look at a bottle and I have to ask myself, am I glad that I spent money on it? The money that I spent, am I glad? And if the answer is no, would I return the bottle if I could and get my money back? And if the answer is no, I have to ask myself, am I wanting to keep this bottle because I want to drink it at this price? Or am I wanting to keep this bottle because if it's value in a social situation? And we also have to keep in mind, some bottles are priced just right. This list of all these bottles sometimes gets hyped up. And sometimes there's fear of missing out. You should pick these up if you can find them at retail value. And that pretty much goes across the board. There are some bottles that people will pick up because they have more financial resources to spend on this type of stuff. But if you're in the whiskey enthusiast world, these are bottles that we typically recommend. So, which whiskey do we have first?
The first one on our list is the Old Overholt
10 year. Yes.
Say it three times fast after filming five episodes.
We're not at five yet, but we're getting there. So Old Overholt 10 year. See, I can't say it. Old Overholt 10 year. And what's the SRP on that one?
It's right at 100, $99.99.
$99.99. Yep. So this one came out last year. Old Overholt is typically not like considered a premium whiskey, but they released a premium that was 10 years age stated, and it's at cask strength, It's $99.99. It's less than $12 per year of age. But there was a little bit of hype surrounding this one. And this is one that I'm happy to buy at $99.99. If I run out and I find another one at $99.99, I'd probably buy it. But this is not one that I'd chase on the secondary. I felt like this one, they hit the mark just perfectly. And did you do the blind with our Rye of the Year episode? I can't remember if you were in on that one.
I don't think I was.
Yeah. And so, but yeah, this one was one that when I tasted it originally, I was like, it's good, but I kind of don't get all the excitement. And then we did a blind with it, and it did really well in the blind. And so when I didn't know what I was drinking, I liked it a lot more. So okay. The next one on the list is what?
Knob Creek 18, mm-hmm. 15, and 12.
Yeah, so a few years ago, Knob Creek knocked back their single barrels that they were offering in their single barrel program. And it had just become so popular to get a Knob Creek single barrel that was 14 or 15 years old. And so they ended up reducing the number of single barrels they were releasing, and then they released some higher age stated versions of their product. Their standard offering is 9-year age stated, but they have a 12-year, a 15-year, and an 18-year. And I think we have all those represented over here. And their prices are for the 18-year, $179.99, for the 15-year, $109.99, and for the 12-year, $64.99. And, you know, at the $179.99, it's starting to be kind of at the borderline of, you know, what would be reasonable to pay for that. Mm-hmm. So this one was a little bit difficult because I do love Knob Creek.
Yeah.
But I think part of the reason why these higher age stated versions belong in this list is because when you compare them to the really inexpensive, readily available 9-year, the quality of drinking experience doesn't go up enough to justify a price above what their SRP is. Mm-hmm. So, and you generally find Knob Creek non-offensive and yeah, it's approachable and good, solid proof.
It's one of those, like, if I go somewhere, and I mean, I don't know whiskey lists like you do. I know that I can always, like, I can find Knob Creek. I know that I'm going to like it. It's a safe one for me.
Yeah. That's why it's on the list. It's not to throw any shade at Knob Creek, but, they knew what they were doing when they raised their prices on those, higher age stated offerings. And I feel like they hit it right on the mark. So what's the next one on the list?
The Maker's Mark Cellar Aged.
Yeah, so Maker's Mark is interesting because this is the first time that they've released a higher proof, higher aged version of their regular bourbon. So Maker's Mark typically does like stave finishing for any of their limited edition releases. This is the first time that they did something that was higher aged, higher proof. It came out at $149.99, and I'm happy with it at that price. If I ran out and I found another one, I would replace it. But this one did start to trade on the secondary, and I feel like if you paid that secondary price and you drank it, you'd feel like you could have gotten more value for your money. So that's why we kind of put that one in this category.
Okay.
And then the next one is another pair from a different distillery. Which distillery is that?
Russell's Reserve. So yeah. The 13-year and the Russell's Reserve single Rickhouse.
Yeah. So Russell's Reserve is kind of an interesting one because it's Wild Turkey Distillery, their standard product, Wild Turkey 101. It's a fan favorite. But they have their premium version, Russell's. And they started to release these like ultra premium, higher age stated. So they have the Wild Turkey Master's Keep collection that's in the Wild Turkey name. And they've done some weird finishes and some different stuff with that. But the Russell's, they did the 13-year and then the single Rickhouse where they found some honey hole spots where the barrels were really turning out great. And so they do a small batch with barrels that's just from that one Rickhouse from that one honey hole area. And it really showcases what they're able to do, but the prices were sky high. So the Russell's 13 came out at $149.99,
yeah,
which was a kind of a big departure because at the time, I think the regular Russell's Reserve single barrels that are at the same proof were around $59.99 or $64.99. So when they had a premium that came out at $149, everyone was like, oh my God. And then when they released the single Rickhouse and it was $299.99, everybody is like, okay, Wild Turkey's lost their minds.
Right.
And I kind of thought they had two until I tasted it. And then I fell in love with the single Rickhouse. For a moment there, I thought it might even supplant George T. Stagg as my favorite bourbon of all time.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. I ended up doing a side-by-side. It did not supplant George T. Stagg. But it is the fact that I was even having that thought is a tribute to the single Rickhouse.
Sure.
That's one of those ones where if you have the money, the budget for this level of bottle, you could get this and you would be happy to have this as a special occasion pour at that price.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm testing my new whiskey glass that I had designed.
Why?
Well, there's a company out there that's a real Karen, and she threatened to sue us.
Really? You don't say.
Yeah, so we had been producing some traditional tulip-shaped whiskey glasses.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
We never used the name.
Right, of course.
But they claimed to own the shape of the glass,
mm-hmm.
And since I'm just a little guy, I couldn't fight.
Right.
But do you know what that motivated us to do, Wes?
What?
To go out and design a glass that was actually made for high-proof American spirits. So the company that had the problem with us, their glass was originally designed for low-proof Scotch whiskey.
Oh, okay.
80, yeah. 86 proof, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I had noticed? Every time I would nose a really high-proof, high-quality spirit in the United States out of this glass, all I got was ethanol burn.
Yeah, a little burn there. I felt that.
And so we went out and we designed this glass that's actually designed for those higher-proof spirits. And I'm so confident in this glass that if anybody were to go to our website and buy one, I'm offering a money-back guarantee.
Wow.
If you get that glass to your house and you find yourself one of these traditional tulip-shaped glasses and you nose a high-proof spirit side by side and you can't tell the difference, I will gladly give you your money back.
So what you're saying is they can really stick it to the Karen and support the little guy by going to bourbonrealtalk.com and ordering one of these with absolutely no risk. They could get their money back if they don't prefer it nosing it to the other?
Absolutely. Okay. And if you love small business and you like sticking it to Karens, that's the way to go.
Stick it to Karen. BourbonRealTalk.com.
Cheers. Okay, so let's talk about the next one, which is the creation of one of your favorite people in whiskey.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
The Joseph Magnus Cigar Blend. Yes. I generally like cigar blends.
Yeah. Nancy Fraley is the blending consultant for Joseph Magnus, but she's also a cigar lover. And I don't know if this brand has been credited for creating the cigar blend category in whiskey, but as far as I know, it was the first brand to popularize the concept. And so the cigar blend is a finished whiskey. Typically, the cigar blends have some sweeter finishing. So this one's Armagnac Sherry and Cognac casks. And the added sweetness is supposed to pair well with the bitterness of a cigar.
I feel like I should try it.
You should. I'm
talking about Nancy Fraley.
And it's $299.99. So what? Wow. So, or no, I'm sorry.
$209.99.
Reading is hard. so everyone keep that in mind at home when I make mistakes. So what is it that you love about Nancy Fraley?
Well, one, she has the best laugh ever.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she has the best laugh ever.
Yeah, she's just fun.
She is fun.
Yeah.
So Lindsay knows of my deep affinity for Nancy and all that she does. And one night we were sitting here on Sunday night watching a movie
with the
whole family. And my phone rang and I had the typical 8:30 at night Sunday response. I'm like, this better be Jesus himself. And I look, and it's Nancy Fraley, and I'm like, and I turn the phone to Lindsay, and she says,
what?
Well, you have to answer it. And I'm like, well, what do you think I was going to do? And so I absolutely adore Nancy.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. So the next bottle on the list is the Remus Repeal Reserve.
Okay.
Releases. So
I don't feel like I know anything about that at all.
Yeah. So you read The Great Gatsby. Yeah. Everyone pretty much does.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. But
few minutes.
That movie was loosely based on the real life story of George Remus, who was the king of the bootleggers in the United States. Mm-hmm. And the distillery that's in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, formerly known as MGP, formerly known as LDI, that is now known as Ross and Squibb, bought the George Remus name from another distillery so that they could release their products in their own name. And they do an annual release, which is the Repeal Reserve release, which is typically higher aged expressions of the regular MGP bourbons. And it's priced at $93.99. And this is one that I wouldn't pay more than that, but at that price, I'll buy, you know, one each year just so that I can keep up and taste it. And there have been many distilleries that have bought this level of barrel from this distillery, put it in a different bottle, and sold it for a whole lot more. Mm. And so this isn't necessarily a value play, but it's also not something I would chase. So I feel like they threaded the needle and hit the price just right on this one. And this last one is for all the taters out there. So what do we have last on the list?
Well, that would be the Weller Antique and the Weller 12.
Yes. So Weller is a line that is associated with the Pappy Van Winkle line because they're both made at Buffalo Trace. They're both made with the weeded mash bill. And as a result of people not being able to find the Pappy Van Winkle products, they started buying other products that are made by the same distillery using the same mash bill and the same barrels. And Weller got very popular, even though originally it was meant to be a bottom shelf like product. It was a screw top and it was very inexpensive. Both products are listed as an SRP of $49.99, and one used to be like $28 and one used to be $32 or something like that. So the price has gone up. But because of the association with Pappy Van Winkle, there are a lot of people that will sometimes pay, you know, $250 or something to try and get one of these bottles. Mm-hmm. And I just don't really think it's worth chasing like that. It's good, solid whiskey at the SRP, but I think it's a little bit overhyped to be going after it in the secondary. Mm-hmm. So that is the totality of our list. What do you say we give away some whiskey?
Let's do it.
Okay. So what do you want to give away this time, pretty girl?
We should do 1 ounce. Mm-hmm. Of the one I can never say right. The
Old Overholt 10. Yes.
The Knob Creek 18.
Yep.
What else?
Let's do the Maker's Mark Cellar Aged.
There you go.
And Russell's Reserve 13. And the Joseph Magnus Cigar Blend.
Which was really yummy. I just finished my glass.
And we'll do the Weller 12.
I think that's a great idea.
And that way you'll get a nice sample pack of all of these fear of missing out level whiskeys, and you'll be able to see for yourself what you think about those. All you need to do to enter to win the free giveaway is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell, which will notify you of future content. Each piece of content has its own giveaway, so it will also notify you of future giveaways. And to enter, all you have to do is go down to the video description below and click the web form link. We'll get your basic contact information, run a randomizer, post the winner publicly, reach out to the winner, and get your contact information so we can ship your samples out to you absolutely for free. And can you tell them how they can support the channel?
Well, one of the ways is through our Patreon. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of member benefits, bonus content, special offers, distillery takeovers, in-person meetups. Mm-hmm. Huge discounts on merch, all kinds of fun things.
All kinds of fun things. And we've got membership levels for all budgets. And you get the satisfaction of knowing that you're supporting the channel and its mission in addition to all of the member benefits. But they could also buy some of the merch that you've worked so hard on.
We do. And we've had lots of support before we had a Patreon through just the merch. So if you're not able to help that way, we've got t-shirts and glasses and all kinds of really great merch items that...
Yeah, I like to say whiskey stuff designed by whiskey people for whiskey people.
Yeah.
So go check that out. Link in the video description below. And you also need to know that this channel has been subsidized by my real estate company since its inception. I'm a residential real estate agent in the Dallas and Houston metro areas. And if you need real estate services there, you can find a link to my real estate website in the description below. And I will warn you that anybody who hires me will be receiving an epic bottle as a closing gift.
Yeah.
So that pretty much concludes what we have to talk about today. It's important for us that we let you know what our show philosophy is, because without it, our sign-off sounds a little bit weird. Lindsay pointed out to me years ago that when I do the show sign-off, but I don't explain the history, it may be confusing for viewers. So sadly, we lost my younger brother to suicide in 2014. And I started to realize after his passing, you know, when I was talking with his friends, that he had started to lose a lot of the social connections that kept him grounded to this world. And at the same time, I was getting more involved in the whiskey enthusiast world. And I started seeing how whiskey was bringing people together. Even people that would normally have not formed social connections were finding bonds over, you know, these brown spirits. And I thought to myself, maybe I can help create connection by helping to form community around whiskey. So we started this channel. We started Bourbon Real Talk Community, which is a free Facebook-based whiskey forum that anybody is welcome to go join. And we got a lot of great community building things going on in there. And there are no trolls.
Yep.
So we don't allow troll behavior.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. You get kicked out. Those trolls that we were seeing out there in the whiskey world, which are just people who show hate to strangers online, taught us another valuable lesson. Not only did we need the podcast, not only did we need Bourbon Real Talk Community, but they taught us that if they can be hateful to strangers online that they don't know, we can show love to strangers online that we don't know. And that's why we sign off every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that we love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers. In the steep hills of the rockiest of mountains, under beaming sun or windy winters, a prideful goat stands tall. The whiskey offers smooth yet bold flavors to be enjoyed anywhere with anyone. So take a leap and discover the complex and beautiful sceneries of the prideful goat with us. I'm Randy Sullivan, host of Bourbon Real Talk, and I partner with Giant Texas Distillers to create the whiskey brand, the Prideful Goat. That intro was one of the drafts for the Prideful Goat's back label, and the truth is, the name just sounded cool. There is no significance to the name, which makes a back label story difficult. We felt some of what was written was a little too fanciful for our target audience. Our goal was to create a whiskey by whiskey lovers for whiskey lovers. Cask strength, non-chill filtered, straightforward, no fluff. We're currently sold in Alaska, Arizona, California, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Nevada, New Mexico, Texas, and Alberta, Canada. And if you want a quality whiskey that was curated for enthusiasts, head over to www.pridefulgoat.com and use the store locator. If your local store doesn't have it, you can look on the website to see what your state wholesaler is, and your store can call them and order it. We also have some pretty awesome Prideful Goat merchandise, including etched Glencairns, t-shirts, and now a dog squeaky toy. If we're not sold in your state, don't worry. Silvox and Bourbon Outfitter both sell our products for lower than average retail prices. With no sales tax and discounts for multiple bottle shipping, in many cases you can get the Prideful Goat delivered to your front door for less money than you would pay at a local store. We hope you enjoy our little project.